Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Joining us today on the Andy Fry Show, Governor Parson, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, John. Thank you for the kind words also.
Well, Appreciate you bet it. You know. I like to think I know a little bit about stuff. So right after Governor Parson became governor, I had one of the first interviews with him, and I told a story about how he was rustling up his cattle in the back when the news came that he became governor. And, Governor, you quickly informed me that I didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, there's a big difference between getting up cattle and rustling cattle. That's all I can tell you, John. There's a little bit of difference.
Apparently, rustling is stealing. So, well, I may not know my agriculture, but I do know Mike Parson. So there's a special session going on that you've called, started today. What's the issue?
Yeah, it's the FRA. I mean, it's a huge thing for our state of Missouri. And basically, it has to do with a self-imposed fee on doctors, hospitals, pharmacies, different healthcare organizations, and we draw that money down from the federal government. And we've been doing that for 15 years without any problems, but this year it got a little snag in the Senate, but it's a $1.2 billion shortfall if we don't get it passed. And, I mean, it's just crucial to the state that we got to get that done, especially everything we've been through. In our state, we're going through a crisis, a pandemic, and we've been so fortunate, so blessed to be where we're at today. We just don't need to go backwards right now and lose $1.2 billion because, I mean, that would affect almost everybody in the healthcare arena, everybody in the education arena. I mean, everybody in every small town, big cities would feel the effect of that. So I called them back. I believe they will get something done. I'm confident that the legislatures will move forward on something to get that done, to make sure we're in compliance.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on that, of course. You mentioned coming through the pandemic, and, you know, not every state dealt with the pandemic the same way. I'm looking just across the river in Illinois. I think they're still shut down over there. I don't know what's going on over there. You took a different approach, and I think, you know, it's always risky. Nobody had gone through something like this before. And so governors have got to go with their principles and their gut. And what you did and the way you managed Missouri through that really produced some positive results. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. John, I think one of the things you did, like you said, there is no playbook to go to. There is no place to get on the internet to search for the answers. And there literally was no experts early on in this arena. And I'm not sure how many's out there today. But the point of it is you had to figure out what was going on in your state as governor, and you had to try to make the best choices you could, not knowing what the real outcome was going to be. But I think by taking a balanced approach, putting the responsibility more on the people's back than government's back, and understanding how diverse our state is with St. Louis, Kansas City, Springfield versus rural Missouri, to how to delicately go through that balanced line. And I think the one thing, looking back on it now, I'm so thankful we didn't shut the businesses down in this state. You know, we didn't do the mandates like other people wanted. We didn't say when people could go to church, not go to church. We didn't say how many people could enter your home and not enter your home. I mean, those have to be things that are preserved for freedom. And people have to have some obligation on themselves and take some responsibility. And I think it goes right into the vaccine portion of it, you know. I mean, we're trying to promote that we want people to take a vaccine, but we by no means are going to make anyone take a vaccine in the state. And people have to understand the consequences if you don't, or if you want to or you don't want to. That's just so you got to balance the freedom part out of it, and you got to make sure everybody has different views. And at the end of the day, you got to try to do what's best for the state of Missouri.
Well, and you took so much heat early on from the left, and yet you didn't cave, you didn't acquiesce, you led the state. And I saw some of the economic numbers in Missouri recently are just incredible, and I think that's largely due to the way this state was governed throughout this unprecedented crisis. What are some of the economic numbers that you're most pleased with right now?
Well, John, let me tell you, you're never going to get this reported in some of the media up in the St. Louis region, especially the Post-Dispatch. We'll never say anything too good about what's going on in our state. But we are one of the lowest unemployment rate states in the United States right now. We are first in the United States for small business wage growth, second in the United States for apprenticeships, fourth in the United States for new manufacturing facilities, seventh in the United States for people wanting to come to our state. Eighth in the United States for best places to work for nurses. Ninth in the best for United States military retirees. 11th in the United States for site selection, people wanting to come here and do businesses. And when you look in the middle of a pandemic that was never reported, over $1 billion worth of new construction, new business expansions and new business, and over 10,000 new jobs. Not ones we lost or making up, but created over 10,000 new jobs during the worst of times in our state. So that says a lot for the people of this state. It says a lot of things to stay the course. All along, you had to make sure that there was going to be an economy to come back to. And when you mention Illinois, you see what problems they got. You know, I don't even have a clue when they will be able to dig out of the hole. I'm just thankful today we're not in the hole. We're on the right side of this thing, and revenues are better than they've been in a long time. And our state is just in good shape right now.
Talking about the economy right now with Governor Mike Parson. Thanks for joining us today. This is Ryan Wiggins, by the way. I one thing that everybody's talking about is, well, inflation is one, but then economically, just, you know, you go to a restaurant and you're not getting the service that you used to because they're so short on workers, and that's just across the board. You about probably a month ago made sure that the federal benefits that were keeping people maybe paying people to stay at home, we're going to end. Have we started to see that issue turn around a little bit in Missouri?
Yeah, you both certainly have. We were actually one of the first states to enact that. A lot of them had announced they were going to do it, but we were actually one of the first states in the United States to enact it. And we immediately seen, once we did that and we had that date of June the 12th, we've seen real people going back to real applications and applying for jobs, wanting to be somewhat, for better terms, first of the line, because they knew they were going to have to go back to work. So you've seen that in the numbers, and you also seen that in the business owners I'm talking about. Yeah, people are really coming back that want to work, where before, frankly, they were just going through the motions so they could stay on unemployment. So looking back on it, that's one of the things that we did that was the right time, the right thing to do. But again, we got a ways to go to get all these people back to work in these businesses, especially in that restaurant industry, you know, that recreation type area. It's going to be a little bit, but you know, the government is never meant to live off of. You know, unemployment's only supposed to be for a short period of time, not forever. And I think we've seen the results of it when you make it too plush for people to be able to stay at home and not go to work. Why? Getting them back to work was so important.
So we're coming out of this pandemic right now, and it does seem like Missouri is really faring well. And, you know, that may be policy related, but it also may be just, you know, the fact that you've let things play out. You've kind of gotten government out of the way. Is that kind of the MO going forward? Is let's try to make sure that the government isn't getting in the way of business and in the way of hiring people? Or do you have any sort of initiatives that you're looking forward to rolling out to make sure that Missouri stays on top?
No, I think what we've been doing, I think just what you said, I think you've got to let people make choices for themselves. You got to let businesses operate. Believe me, businesses, people in Missouri are tough. You know, that we've been through hard times before. We understand that you've got to be able to go through them. Not everything's always going to be good times, and you got to be able to survive that. I think our businesses understand that. I think the people of the state understand it. But you have to let them make choices for themselves at the end of the day. It's not government's place to do that. And I think when you really compare us to the other states in the United States, you can see, looking back on it now, that we did do the right things, that we did take a balanced approach in this state, and why we are doing so well compared to the other states. And you know, are being recognized by that on a national level, all the way from talking to other governors about how we did it here in Missouri, and stay focused on things that are important to people: public safety, infrastructure, workforce development, jobs. And just keep pounding those things home and stay on the course.
I get a kick. You know, in the early days of the coronavirus, the hero of the country was Mario Cuomo. Remember that, guys?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't, and he doesn't look so good in the rearview mirror. He certainly doesn't look as good as Mike Parson in his leadership. Hey, Governor, we've had a spike in some of these COVID cases. This new variant, we're seeing it in Southwest Missouri and other parts of the state. How concerned are you about what's going on?
Well, we're always concerned about that. I mean, we know in Southwest Missouri, North Central Missouri, we've had spikes in some of the small counties up there in North Central. And then when you jump down there to Southwest Missouri, it's something we got to start watching. We got to start kind of, you know, again, staying with the pillars that we had, you know, making sure we're getting people to the vaccine, that we encourage the vaccine. The one thing we do know for the most part is the good side of this is we've got over 80% of our senior population, 65 and older, the most vulnerable vaccinated. Those are the people that are still at the highest risk, and those are people who run up our hospital numbers. But the numbers we're seeing is basically 18 to 29-year-olds that are contracting the new virus that's out there. So, you know, again, we got to encourage them to make sure they understand the risks that are involved. But the good thing is we have vaccine available for everybody that wants it. We're not going to force anybody to take it. And two, no matter where you live, you have the availability to get to it. So I think those are the things that we got to do. And again, just explain the good and the bad of taking the vaccine, and you got to let people make their choices.
What's your favorite part of the job?
Oh, my God. I get to meet a lot of great people. I get to see a lot of things.
Not talking to me, I can guarantee you that.
Well, someday I'll look back on that. Maybe so. I used to be on that show talking one time, tell my grandkids that. You know, I'll tell you one thing, John, that today I went to Kansas City at the Buck O'Neill Bridge that they were dedicating up there to build up. I think when you really get to see things like that come to the reality that they're going to build a brand new bridge that's really critical to our state's infrastructure, I think things like that are rewarding. I think when I go talk to people and people say, hey, I just appreciate the job you're doing, you know, people encourage you to keep doing what you're doing, because this job's a tough job. I mean, I don't care who it is, Democrat, Republican, this job has lots of demands on you. But I think you meet some fantastic people. You get to see some great things happen in our state. And, you know, I'm just humbled every day to be the governor of the state of Missouri.
Well, best wishes for a successful special session, and thanks so much for carving out a little bit of time here for the Annie Fry Show. That's the governor of Missouri, Mike Parson.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.